Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Here we are. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How you doing, Big JD?
I'm good.
You look great.
Thank you.
With your new do?
Yeah, you like that? Do you like blondes? I heard they have more fun.
And that's why you went blonde?
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Is it?
This is so much fun. I love this.
Do you find that you pick up a lot more women, or a lot more women hit on you, I should say, since you're a married man? You're not hitting on women? Women's.
Women's? Isn't that some kind of training for factories?
What's that?
Women's training?
Women's. That's women's.
Oh, okay.
Yes. W-H.
So the younger chicks. Women's.
Women's. Yes. Not women's.
Yeah. So what were you asking?
Women.
Kind sir? Woman.
Whoa, man.
That's when they're getting all over you. You got to be like, whoa, man. Whoa, ma'am.
So just so people understand.
What's that?
Big JD.
Can we put an end to that somehow? He's got a phone going crazy here in the studio.
So sorry.
Uh-huh. That's grounds for some kind of...
divorce.
No. You know, when you have to reprimand somebody.
That's grounds for reprimand.
Reprimansion. That's a big house, isn't it?
I used to have a really nice mansion. Now I got a reprimansion.
But what you do have that's really nice is this Chrysler hoodie. Pretty neat. I never saw that before.
You never saw it before?
It can't be too old.
No.
Nice.
I got it recently.
Very nice. On the
Chrysler.
I like it. It's one of those thick ones, and I like those thick ones.
You like them thick?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Your mohawk gets pretty thin, though, at the top.
I like back.
I like back. Thick backs?
Yeah.
I got a lot of hair on my back.
Sweet.
It's thick.
Sweet. Save it for after the show.
I'm not going to do anything with it until after the show.
So what's happening with you? Anything going on these days?
Well, as people know, we pre-record the show. And yesterday I had the pleasure of going over to Detroit where they were playing what turned out to be the last game of the World Series.
Oh, you were there. Wow.
And okay. Well, I wasn't in downtown Detroit because a friend of mine who is in a band in San Francisco, mm-hmm. one of my favorite bands, The Famous,
mm-hmm.
they have a lead singer, but the guy works for NBC in San Francisco. So he's covering the game for the station back at home.
Very cool. Covering it how?
He goes in the dress room. He was there getting champagne poured on him, interviewing people.
Okay.
And sending stories
audio
back.
Audio interview stuff? That's what he was doing?
No, it's a video.
Okay, nice.
He's a video
cool.
guy. Yeah, he's like,
wow, hook me up, man.
I'll hook you.
I'm on my way out there now.
All right. Pack your bags.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. See you guys. That's his name's Lawrence Scott, by the way. Check mm-hmm. him out, lawrencescott.com.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the Big JD and Lippo in the morning newsroom. The province's Special Investigations Unit, which is otherwise known as the SIU. They're going to have a TV series. Ontario, SIU.
Oh, that'd be great.
They're investigating after an allegedly drunk driver suffered facial injuries in a confrontation with provincial police. Hmm. That's a bummer when that happens.
I guess,
when you're drinking and you end up with facial injuries after the police catch up with you. Essex OPP officers try to arrest the man in the town of Essex around 2:15 a.m. this past weekend. Police said that he fled on foot, and so they chased him. It wasn't long before they caught up to him, but when they did, he resisted arrest and assaulted the officers and then took off again. So they caught up with him, but this time at his home. While officers were trying to arrest him, police said he, this is a quote, sustained injury to his face. How did that happen?
How does it happen?
I don't know. I won't give the man's name, but he is from Essex. He's 50 years old, and he is charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle, resisting arrest, and assault with intent to resist arrest. The OPP has called the SIU an arm's-length civil agency that investigates incidents involving police and civilians resulting in serious injury, death, or allegations of sexual assault.
And on Monday, the U.S. Coast Guard helicopters battling Hurricane Sandy rescued 14 of 16 crew members who abandoned the movie ship HMS Bounty before it sank off North Carolina.
That's a bummer. It's like a beautiful tall ship, isn't it?
And officials said two people were still missing at sea. So,
oh, really?
180-foot, three-masted ship was built for the 1962 film Mutiny on the Bounty. And was also featured in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Caribbean or Caribbean? What do you say? Is one correct, actually?
I think they're probably both correct, depending on where you come from. I say Caribbean. When I, in terms of the, if I'm talking about the movie, it's Pirates of the Caribbean. But if I'm going down there,
it's the Caribbean.
I'm going to the Caribbean.
And that's according to the HMS Bounty Organization website.
Bummer.
And that comes to us from the Associated Press. And so what are we talking about on the show today?
We are talking about jokes.
Okay.
Jokes
are
and...
You just, are you joking? Are you pulling my leg? Where'd that come from, pulling your leg?
I think pulling your leg... No, I have no idea. I was going to make up something dumb, but I cannot even think why...
We could have looked it up on the internet.
Nah, it's too easy.
But that's a saying that's associated with humor and jokes, mm-hmm. you know, pulling your leg. And
yep.
Are there any other ones that are like knee slappers? That's another popular term about jokes that are funny.
Leg references.
Yeah. Why is it legs? What do legs have to do with jokes?
And sometimes if you tell a really bad joke, the guy will say, that joke didn't have any legs.
Really? Is
yes.
that real?
Well,
for,
I think
for real.
I don't know if it's just
or are you
jokes.
Just joking. and this is the thing. I know the listeners aren't going to know if we're joking or not about everything.
Know. We have a really warped sense of humor over here. That's for sure. So no, I have no idea where pulling your leg comes from. Sorry,
but there are some jokes that are like the, for instance, a knock knock joke. That's a joke that's. I don't know how you would. Make like categorize the knock knock joke as, you know, a type of joke that where they all begin the same, almost like the sort of like the roses are red, violets are blue, and then you make up everything else kind of after it. And the knock knock jokes are so many different ones, but it's sure. based on the same starting line. Are there other ones like that?
I met a guy in a bar.
Oh yeah, okay, right. Yeah,
there was a girl from Nantucket. No, that's probably something else.
Well, those are joke things too, like parody songs fit right under this umbrellaed category of this morning's show.
Speaking of umbrellas, you need one out there today. It's
well, that's today. It's got nothing to do with today.
Right.
So, although it could be raining today.
Could be.
That's save it for the mind reader show.
Do you have a joke in that maybe you could start off with or...
No, but I can tell you that a joke is something spoken, written, or done with humorous intention. And jokes may have many different forms. For example, a single word or a gesture considered in a particular context, a question answer, or a whole short story. And the word joke has a number of synonyms, including wise crack, gag, prank, quip.
No.
Yeah. All this time?
We have not told one... Joke.
Quip. An
really?
Actual quip.
Yeah.
I think we were misled on what a quip really is.
No, I think we actually looked it up. I don't ever remember it.
I'm sure we did too, but I never saw, I don't recall it as being a
joke.
Yeah. Related.
Family, yeah.
And jokes are typically for the entertainment of, you know, friends and onlookers and things like that. A desired response is generally laughter. And when this does not happen, the joke is said to have fallen flat, bombed, or has no legs.
Seriously?
You just no, it's not there. Up. I did made that up. Yeah. However, jokes have other purposes and functions, and common to comedy, humor, satire in general. And one is like laughter being the best medicine. You know what I mean?
And, of course.
Like Fools for Health is the clown doctors that go around to different places and make the elderly laugh or sick people laugh.
Fools Very for important. Health.
Fools for Health, yeah.
Is there a chapter here in Windsor?
There is Fools for Health in Windsor, and I'm about to embark on a little videolistic...
Videolistic.
You like that? embalmment with them.
You're going to embalm somebody because you killed them with laughter.
It was a joke. It was just a joke. But you know what I mean? Embark on a little video... excursion with them, doing some filming for the Fools for Health, actually. And so there's, yeah, a lot of things come into play with jokes. I mean, there's a whole psychology of jokes. There's sometimes rules around jokes. There's, what about the Church of Laughter? Do you ever see that? The Church of Laughter, where everybody goes to this like congregation type thing and everybody just howls it up.
And
I've seen that. It's crazy.
Do they have a religious status?
I don't know that it's a religious status, actually. And I'm going to say not, but I don't know that much about them.
Because I wish there
was. But I think there's one in Toronto.
Because I would belong to that.
Yeah.
And then you could take days off from work.
Yeah, there you go.
And just say it's a religious holiday.
I'll have to laugh all day. I can't come in. I don't think your boss would be laughing.
You know how they keep the Sabbath holy and stuff like that. No, I can't work.
I sure do.
I can't work on Sunday because it's against my religion. And you can just say I can't work on any day that ends in the letter Y.
How about the redneck jokes? Those are like... obviously stereotypical, but they're big, you know.
I think they're best told by someone with a Southern accent who really, like someone who...
I can't agree with you more.
Right. Yeah, otherwise,
I think know what you're talking about.
It's not too bad to be self-degrading, but if you start putting other people down, then that's a different kind of comedy. And a lot of comics out there who make a living telling jokes... They go that route. Some of them go completely ethnic and some of them go for more.
Yeah, sometimes it goes to something specific, whereas others are, you know, all over the board with, you know, talk about all kinds of different things.
Whereas redneck is more of a socioeconomic thing.
And the big guys, there's Larry the Cable Guy and what's
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy's big. Was it Rodney Carrington? Or is that, I think, or is that a singer? I think that's...
Mariah Carey, is that what you
said? No, Rodney Carrington. And he's part of the Redneck Tour thing and everything. And
I'm not familiar with that. But I have a friend at work. He is looking to become a stand-up comic. He's done a few gigs.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him about the...
Yes, I did. He doesn't know any impersonators. If that's
true. He doesn't do any impersonators. Yeah, yeah.
No.
But I thought there was... we were doing two pledge shows, which you and I are. But I mean, I thought there was two you talking to me pledge shows, which there's not now. So there's no need for that, actually. And we got a full show, you talking to me on during Pledge Week, and that should be on, I believe that should be the 14th, actually, is the You Talking to Me show, where Lippa will be co-hosting on that show, and Susanna from Vis-a-Vis, and Tamara from the Windsor Youth Center is going to be joining us for that as well. And then you and I will have an awesome morning show on Thursday, which should be the 15th. And we're going to actually write and record a song for that. Should be awesome. And we're going to play a bunch of our music on the show.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
I don't know. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
A stick.
In
you
the
like
mud.
That? What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Snowman with a vampire. Bloody snow.
No. Frostbite.
Oh!
And what lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
I don't know. What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
A nervous wreck. And so we get a chuckle out of Lippo. There we go. Small things amuse. No, that's like a saying for a joke thing too, isn't it? Small things amuse small minds. Is that sometimes, you know?
I know you've been a clown, and do you ever tell jokes in your clown act.
You know what? Actually, I don't believe I did. Hmm. That was never really part of my performance, was jokes, I don't think. Well, actually, you know what? That's not true. I did puppeteering, and there were all jokes involved with that part of my show. But me as a clown, which I did for a number of years, and if anybody wants to check out the website, you still can because it's up, snipstheclown.com. Snips, of course, ran away with the circus, and we haven't heard from him since, but he may be back at some point in time. But yeah, I did professionally clown for quite some time. Registered with the National Clown Association and the Clown Registry, face registered, World Clown Association, everything. Did some major clowning.
You have to register your face as a clown.
You do.
Because you don't want anybody ripping you off, right?
Kids. No, I'm just kidding. Kids. No, it's, for stealing the face.
Mm-hmm. So it's like an intellectual property kind of thing.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. That's interesting.
Clowning is big business. I still do it. I'm doing it right now.
You sure are.
With this, what did one snowman say to the other snowman?
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
Smells like carrots.
Jeez. Smells like carrots.
Yeah. You know, you use carrots for the nose.
Of course. That was really good.
Yeah, it was great.
I have a joke as well, but it's one of the guy at the bar thing.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear it?
Well, yeah.
All right. There was this guy at a bar, and he was just looking at his drink, and he stays that way for about a half an hour. He's just debating on whether he should take a drink, maybe. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Then this big troublemaking truck driver steps up next to him, and he takes the drink from the guy and just downs it all. The poor man starts crying. The truck driver says, "Come on, man. I was just joking. Here, I'll buy you another drink. I can't stand to see a grown man cry." And he goes, no, it's not that. This is the worst day of my life. First, I fall asleep and I go to my office late. So my boss is outrageous and he fires me. So when I leave the building in my car, I find out it was stolen. The police said that they can do nothing. So I grab a cab, return home. And when I leave the cab, I realize I left my wallet in the cab. So I go into my house and I find my wife. She's sleeping with the gardener. And when I leave home to come to this bar, and then I was just thinking about putting an end to my life, but then you showed up and drank my cup of poison.
Ah, not bad. Takes a while to get to the punchline, though, with some of these things.
Well, yeah, there's really long jokes.
I mean, there are some that are crazy long. Do you remember most jokes? I don't usually remember the jokes.
I forget most jokes.
What's with the hand? The finger thing, anything?
That's so our audience can know that I'm emphatic. Oh, wait a minute. They can't see me. Never mind.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Joker's Wild Blue Rodeo from Outskirts.
when your skin starts to crawl and your fingers twitch and your veins are screaming for some kind of fix. Well, they ask you why. You say the joker's wild. If there was only a way to make you understand that the game that you're playing has gotten out of hand. And when they ask you why, you say the joker's wild. And when they ask you why, you say the joker is.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what are we talking about on Tech Talk today?
Something technology-based.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about something technology-related? One thing is there's a new app, actually, that gives photos a kaleidoscope mirror effect. I don't think there's enough of that around, actually. And I think that some of the big photo apps, too, should... we're going to talk about something else, actually. But I noticed this when mm-hmm. I was looking around for some tech stuff. And it was the kaleidoscope thing. Or sometimes the mirrored look. It's not always that easy, right? You have to actually perform some steps to be able to make that one. They should just make it, like, automagic. Because that's fun stuff.
You like the fun stuff.
I wonder if Photoshop Elements does that.
I doubt it.
Makes it easy for a mirror or...
Or maybe, you know, the mirror thing, but maybe not the kaleidoscope stuff.
Our kaleidoscope, too, is kind of neat.
Yeah.
And that's... I mean, people would have fun with that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
You'd like to turn your device into an actual kaleidoscope so you hold it up to stuff and...
Oh, that would be neat. Yeah. And snap the shot of it. That would be cool.
You have to snap it. Just make it so that it's doing the kaleidoscope
okay, yeah,
thing.
Okay, yeah. But you want to snap a shot. Show somebody, hey, I did a kaleidoscope with this and it looks really cool. Hey, but... you know what's become like that and so simple and something that was like kind of painstaking at one time, sort of, is the panorama thing.
Yes.
My new phone has the panorama thing and your new phone, and it's so easy. You just, in 2 seconds, you just go across, like 360 degrees, let go of the button, and you got a panorama. You don't have to stitch anything together. Isn't that amazing? It does a pretty good job.
It does a great job, but I don't know if that goes 360, does it?
I guess not 360. You can't get that far before it actually ends, but it goes pretty far.
Goes pretty far.
I'm going to say at least
180.
180, yeah. Yeah. Not speed wise, degrees. Not temperature.
Not
degrees. Then length, I guess, right? 180 degrees in length. What is it? What do you call that? What does 180 degrees mean?
The angle from where you're standing.
Is it an angle?
Yeah.
Okay.
From where you start to end, it's 180 degrees.
Angle, I guess. Was that what it would be in like a conversion thing? Angles?
Angles.
I guess. 180 degrees. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Been a long time since I've been in school.
Rock and rolled.
And the other thing really quick here is Hurricane Sandy prompting Google to cancel an Android event.
Yeah, there's supposed to be some big Android event, which I heard they...
What were they going to do?
They were going to announce it last week, but last week with the Microsoft announced the Surface thing and Apple announced the Mac Minis. Or
at least Microsoft got that Windows 8 out.
Well, then they also launched Windows 8. That was another
thing.
So I think that's why Google held off. So when they launched Windows 8, Microsoft came out with their Surface and Apple announced the iPad Mini. So Google said, that's a little much for 1 week. Let's make it the following week. And then turns out they're going to have to postpone it a little more because of the hurricane, because they're going to be making the announcement in New York City. And supposedly Sandy's going to be slamming into New York City. And by the time people actually hear the show, we'll know the results of that. Hopefully it's nothing too severe.
the only thing Windows 8 will have done in is
here comes eight, a joke. Eight, here comes a eight, Windows eight, joke.
Ate the dust of Mountain Lion. Windows ate the dust of Mountain Lion.
So does that? What does that mean? I'll eat your dust. That means it's really it's way like better falling, than
no. Eat your dust. Like yeah. You're going to eat my dust. That means like you're going to lose or whatever. So it ate the dust of Mountain Lion. You know what I mean?
I get it.
It's the other way around.
It's the other way around. Yes,
that's
it is.
What I say, anyways.
But they say Windows 8 is probably going to be something like
Vista. Probably awesome.
No, they say it's going to be much like Vista.
Get it.
That most people
can I
are
put it on my Mac.
You can actually
Vista. What?
Yeah, they say it's going to have the same effect.
Oh,
as Vista.
Oh, great! Because it's going to be awesome. Yeah,
people,
for sure.
A lot of people didn't upgrade to Vista because a lot of bad press was written about it when it was initially launched because it didn't work with a lot of stuff, right? So I think a lot of people are worried that it's going to be.
No, I know.
Suffer the same fate as
it's
Vista.
It's a big deal for all you Windows users.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And now...
Now is your Milton Berle moment.
My Milton Berle moment.
Who's Milton
Uncle
Berle?
Milty. He was a comedian from way back. He was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Well, so was everybody, weren't they?
Well, everybody
the Three
was.
Stooges were in
the
that.
Three Stooges, Jonathan Winters. Who else?
I'm trying to think of the lead guy, the guy who had the crazy smile. The guy who drove the car for the most part.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know what his name was.
Can't remember. It was a cool movie, though. They made Rat Race that was similar to that later on.
Yes.
With Whoopi Goldberg and
I think a
bunch
lot of
people.
Movies were made after
Big
that.
Big stars.
Kind of followed that kind of same ordeal. And I think the TV series, the reality show, nice. Amazing Race is...
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
Kind of fashioned after that same kind of thing. But anyway, what did Milton Berle say?
Is that a redneck joke?
Berle sounds like
Berle.
It sounds like a southern name.
Does, don't it?
Yeah.
Milton Berle said that laughter is like an instant vacation.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that great? When you're laughing, man, you're just in a whole other place for that length of time, I think.
It does take you away, doesn't it?
It does.
It's
awesome.
A good chuckle will make you go on vacation for sure.
And remember, we have the 2012 Pledge Drive coming up. And the You Talking to Me show will be, that falls on Wednesday, 4 p.m. on the November 14th. And then, of course, Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, Thursday, 8 a.m. on the 15th. Pledge your support to CJAM. Give us a call at Showtime. Pledge your support. Both shows. Lipo will be on You Talking to Me with me, as well as, once again, Susanna from Vis-a-Vis and Tamara from the Windsor Youth Center. That, of course, the 14th, once again, You Talking to Me, 4 p.m. And the 15th, 8 a.m., Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. And that's coming up in a couple weeks. So we have a couple special shows planned for you. And now it's time for us to go away.
Not on vacation, but thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week.
We hope you have a great day. And be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.